Today's Ohio Dominican Panthers football game is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. City Barbecue, the best barbecue in the city. Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education First, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Jimmy John's, click, order, eat. Kimball West, your partner in performance. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, connect your passion with a purpose. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Steps up, now going to try and run to the five, hurdles a defender into the end zone for a leaping touchdown, Grant Russell.
From Jack Britt Memorial Stadium in Painesville, Ohio, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to game number six for the Ohio Dominican Panthers as tonight ODU with a record of 2-3 all set to take on the 0-5 Lake Erie Storm. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Brent Ford will be back at our studios throughout tonight, keeping you updated on a couple of other games that are going on in the conference, as well as other scores from college football tonight. It is a beautiful night. Chilly, but hey, we're deep into fall now, aren't we, as we've moved our way into the first weekend in October. And Matt, Ohio Dominican trying to get themselves the ship righted here a little bit after a very disappointing loss. Coach Cummings, I put it perfectly, it hurts.
Yeah.
And then he and I were in a text message conversation last Saturday night, and that's the first thing he said. It hurts. And it's hard to think that a loss would hurt or sting, but man, something that was so close last week for the Panthers. They'd love to have had just one more play or one mistake taken away. But that's where this team is. It's a young team right now, but tonight's a great night to try and build on some of those mistakes and have a big night for everybody involved.
Yeah, coach's squad is still trying to figure some things out, trying to figure out their identity. We're getting there, but I think especially on offense, we're trying to figure out how to get in a better rhythm here. And, you know, last week they showed some glimpses of it. Only 24-21 loss to the number two team in the country. And, I mean, when you think about it, Todd, both of our games at home this season, when you look back to Michigan Tech, that was a tight game, too. So those two games dropping at home, very close, and I think those can be some character builders depending on how the coaching staff approaches those. And I have no doubt in this coaching staff that they are going to take those two losses and turn them into positives. And, you know, we come in here to Painesville tonight, as you said, on a crisp fall evening. Lots of colors on the drive up.
Yes, there were.
Well, more than down there in Central Ohio. And this is a Lake Erie team that has struggled mightily this season. Was in an overtime game against, I believe it was Northwood in the opening.
Northern Michigan.
Yes, yep. In the opening week of the season. And then since then has lost the rest of their games by an average of 41 points. So hopefully tonight they continue that trend and the Panthers can get back on track. Get some of these reserves in the game, get them some game time experience, and maybe get some of those starters out early and get them healthy. We've got a few guys that are nicked up, and you know, no matter who you are, when you're six games deep into a college football season, you're going to start feeling it a little bit. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to for this evening, and you know, I'm excited to be under the lights once again. Our fourth road game at night this season.
And it's interesting to think that the Panthers right now, even though they've played well, are 0-2 at home and 2-1 on the road at this point in the season, and have a chance now to go to 3-1 as they take on Lake Erie here tonight. So as we approach the top of the hour, another game in which they will actually kick off at 7:05, so we're still about 5.5 minutes to go until we get to kickoff. The rest of the schedule for Ohio Dominican coming in is very intriguing. You come back home next week for Northwood, and that's going to be a slugfest. I mean, I guess the point I'm trying to get to here, there's no cupcakes the rest of the way. Every game you would think is going to be a game that's going to come right down to the very end. The next two best opponents on ODU's schedule are Wayne State in Week 10, Ashland in Week 11. You would hope by then, as long as everything is continuing to progress, ODU would be playing its best football. Those last two games could be extremely interesting, but there's still a long way to go in this season, and you feel like every game is going to be a tight one throughout.
Yeah, I mean, and then you also have to take into consideration that we've got back-to-back road games, including Northern Michigan.
How is that possible?
And then at Walsh.
Haven't we played on the road every week this season?
Seems like it. So I'm kind of glad that, not kind of glad, really glad that in November, that Wayne State matchup and that Ashland matchup are both on Sunbury Road down there in Columbus. And, you know, the schedule, we've talked about it quite a bit this season, that, you know, last season in this conference, it hasn't really done us any favors, but it's what you expect when the conference is building a one-season or a one-season schedule. And Northwood certainly has been in some tight games with some of the teams in the top of the conference.
Yes.
Northern Michigan, they're tough. Of course, that's going to be a long road trip at Walsh. Walsh is struggling this season, as they have the last few seasons. But that won't be at Hall of Fame Stadium, so that'll be some new confines for the Panthers to get used to. And then, of course, Wayne State and Ashland, as you mentioned, will be tough at home to finish it out.
Tonight, O'Shea Jackson and Aaron Stevens will serve as the game captains for this one. As they are walking towards midfield, the Panthers tonight are going with the all-black pants, the white tops with the black numerals trimmed in yellow, the black headgear, and the oversized D-paw on the side of the helmet. The four captains for Lake Erie have made their way out onto the field. They are in the all-black look tonight with the green numerals, Kelly green numerals, trimmed in white on the jerseys, the green headgear with Storm written along the side. And so right now we're just awaiting the coin toss for tonight's game. Lake Erie as a team has made its way out onto the field. The Panthers are congregating to the locker room to our far left, and they are getting ready to make their way out onto the field here at Jack Britt Memorial Stadium. This is also the main high school home field for Painesville Riverside, the Red Riders. They are the team that calls this place home, as well as the Lake Erie Storm. It is an artificial turf surface. First time we played here in 09, it was not. And but since then, they have put in the turf and kind of sit down here in the Kiwanis Park. And that is where the game will be taking place here tonight. It's a neat little setting. Panthers have got a nice little group of fans over on the far sideline, and we're getting closer to kickoff. The Storm won the toss. They deferred to the second half. Ohio Dominican's offense will be out onto the field. Let's meet the Panthers' offense under offensive coordinator Zach Bruni.
Zach Williams, O-line, Hilliard, Ohio.
Colt Tamaris, offensive line, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Andrew Lorenz, offensive line, Columbus, Ohio.
Tyler Edwards-Fick, offensive line, Desmond, Ohio.
Robert Vargo, offensive tackle, Martins Ferry High School.
Aaron Stevens, tight end, Ironton Fighting Tigers.
Dartavia Stanford, wide receiver, Zanesville, Ohio.
Corey Contini, receiver, Dover, Ohio. Sayers Chapman, running back, Harris County, Georgia.
Grant Russell, quarterback, Newark High School.
And the Panthers have made their way out onto the field on the far side of the field here tonight. And it's interesting to me, Matt, that the Lake Erie Storm deferred to the second half and wanted to throw its defense out onto the field. By the way, this is a defense that is dead last in three of the four main categories and next to last in the other.
Yeah, they're allowing 316 yards rushing per game, 261 yards passing, for a total of about 277 yards of total offense. They're allowing 49 points per game, and that includes an overtime loss in the opening week. And they're minus six in the takeaway category. So their defense has struggled mightily all season, and it is kind of a shocker. Maybe they're just trying something different, sitting there at 0-5. Maybe they're trying something a little different to shake things up here in week six.
Michael Music, who is their punter, also kicks off for them. Austin Baker handles their place kicking. Shaq Perry is back to receive the opening kickoff for Ohio Dominican, as well as David Turner, the Panther freshman, is seventh in the GLIAC, averaging 22.5 yards per return, and 42 is his long. Shaquille Perry, a true freshman out of Canton McKinley High School, and he is a speedster. Like to see him get his hands on the football. Underway week six here in Painesville, and Perry will, as he'll take it from the 2-yard line up the 10 to the 15, stutter steps to the outside and works his way out over the 20 and out near the 23, and that's where the ODU offense will come out onto the field. Panthers are averaging 349 yards per game of offense. That ranks 11th in the GLIAC. They are 11th in rushing per game, 9th in passing, and averaging 20.2 points per game, and that also ranks 11th in the conference. Grant Russell making start number 16, appearance number 24 for Ohio Dominican, completing 62% of his 173 passes for 1,122 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions on the season. E.J. Colson will once again this week open up as the Panthers' starting running back. He'll start to the right of Grant Russell on first down and 10 from the 23-yard line, and it'll be Grant Russell keeping it on the zone read, and he went off to the right side, and there was nothing available there, and so it'll be a gain of maybe a half yard on first down. Now, Grant, he's got 140 yards rushing on the season on 57 carries and one touchdown this year for ODU. Corey Contini and Aaron Stevens are left. Turner and Dar Stanford are over here to the near side as the Panthers get right back to the line of scrimmage on second down and 9. And Russell looking to pass right over the middle to a wide open Contini. 40, 50 to Lake Erie's 40. He's down the left sideline. It's turned into a foot race to the 15, 10 and driven out of bounds over on the far side of the field. Corey Contini from the 23 all the way down to the Lake Erie 8-yard line where it'll be first down and goal, a 69-yard pass play.
Corey Contini coming off his best collegiate performance of his career last week, 10 catches. Grant Russell connects with him, and that is the longest connection for Grant Russell and Corey Contini on the season.
First and goal for the Panthers. It's Colson sweeping right with some blockers ahead of him. Tries to sidestep one, got his way down to the 6. So that'll be a pickup of 2 on the play for freshman E.J. Colson out of Middletown. 23 carries, 71 yards, averaging 3.1 yards a carry, and one touchdown on the ground this year for the Panthers. He had that exciting pass reception score at Saginaw Valley a couple of weeks ago that put the game away in Michigan. Second down, and after a gain of 2, the ball down to the 6-yard line. We're at second down, speed option left. Russell fakes his pitch, steps forward right into the end zone for a 6-yard touchdown run. Grant Russell, and on the game's first possession, and just a minute and 38 seconds in, the Panthers are on the board.
6-yard touchdown run for the Panthers.
Great read by Grant Russell as the end collapsed and took the pitchman Colson. Nice fake by Grant and took it right into the end zone. And now Justin Bonchek, 14 out of 14 on point afters, will come out. Austin Ertz will put it down after Aaron Stevens snaps it to him. That portion is good. So is the kick. Timeout on the field. 13:22 to play. Opening quarter. It's Ohio Dominican 7, Lake Erie to get the ball for the first time when we come back on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brett Ford back here at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. Other games in the GLIAC tonight kicking off right now. Northern Michigan at Saginaw Valley, Ferris State at Grand Valley State. In a game that has gone final, Ohio State, wards off Indiana 38-17. Back to Todd and Matt.
All right, Brent, thank you very much. As Justin Bonchek has the ball teed up to our left, and we'll be kicking it to our right, where allegedly Tony Andrews and DeMarco Rojas are back to receive, and I think they are. Short kick by Justin. It'll be fielded by Andrews at the far side 13-yard line. He's up the Ohio Dominican sideline to the 28. That's where Lake Erie will take over, and here's the Ohio Dominican defense.
TJ Small, defensive end, East Cleveland, Ohio.
Paul Wesselhoff, defensive line, Logan, Ohio.
Lucius Farmer, defensive tackle, Dover, Ohio.
Brian Hunter, defensive end, Maple Heights, Ohio.
Ross Thompson, linebacker, Delphus, Ohio.
Cameron Cole, linebacker, Hilliard Darby High School.
Trey McIntyre, linebacker, North Lewisburg, Ohio.
Marquise Sias, defensive back, Lakewood, Ohio.
O'Shea Jackson, free safety, Warren G. Harding High School.
Gus Demmerling, Perrysburg High School.
Billy Akins, cornerback, Pickerington, Ohio.
And on first down and 10 for the Storm, they'll run a little pitch out here to the near side, out to the 25, and ahead to the 30, and knocked out of bounds on the run will be Desmond Turner. He is a true freshman out of Cedar Bluff, Alabama. That'll be a gain of 6 on first down for Desmond Turner. This Panther defense allowing 26 points per game, 8th in the conference. They are 9th in total yards allowed, 3rd, though, against the run in the GLIAC. So we'll see if Lake Erie is able to get their running attack going here today. Second down and 4. John Banez fakes to Turner. Going to look to throw over the middle, and it's going to be caught over here on the near sideline by Tyler Hampton. Sophomore makes the catch to the 44 for a first down, and a pretty good throw that time, partner, by John Banez.
Yeah, this is a team that's pretty even when it comes to the rushing and the passing game. They're 140 yards per game on the ground and 147 through the air. They've got that funky offense with the wing backs out there, and those wing backs can run it and catch it.
And Javarian Smith is out there to take this snap at quarterback, tries to run right up the middle, and Ross Thompson will have none of it. That'll be a no-gainer. Javarian Smith is listed as their backup quarterback, but on the year he's got 26 rushes, so you can see how they're going to implement him into the offense. He's a freshman out of Pontiac, Michigan. No gain on the play. Second down, quarterback John Banez back out there with Turner to his left. And they'll throw it here to the left, and it was knocked down. I guess Paul Wesselhoff may get credit for the pass breakup. I'm not sure it didn't hit his own offensive tackle in the back of the headgear. Either way, now it'll be third down and 10. And, boy, this is a great opportunity now for this Panther defensive front that played so well last week against Grand Valley.
Yeah, looking good, hunkered down there in the trenches and getting some good pressure on this Lake Erie offense. They get a stop here and force them into a punt situation. They'll start out with some pretty nice field position on their second possession on offense.
Third down and 10. They need the Panther 46-yard line. ODU will rush only 4. Banez rolls out to his right, throws a dart. It's going to be intercepted by ODU. Picked off over at the 35-yard line. Tyler McCooch took the ball out of the air, and it's Panther football. I have no idea who the corner was that came up and applied the hit on the receiver just as it got there. Separated the ball, pushed it up into the air, and Tyler McCooch out there makes the interception, the first of his career, sophomore out of Liberty Union.
And McCooch, Johnny, on the spot right there. The ball looked like it was going to be completed, but the corner was right there. As the ball reached the receiver, knocked the receiver, and knocked the ball into the air, McCooch was able to reel it in, and that's about as good as a punt return right there. As the Panthers take over almost at midfield.
And Justin Davis will be in the backfield for ODU, lining up next to Grant Russell. Grant will take a quarterback run up the middle, 50 to the 48. Try to fake pass over here to the near side. It was either not what Grant wanted, as Dar Stanford would have been the intended receiver, or it was a design QB draw. Either way, quarterback Grant Russell will pick up 5 on first down to the Lake Erie 48-yard line. I would expect the ODU tempo to be a little quicker here tonight, something Coach Kelly Cummings was preaching this week. Second down for ODU. Russell will take it, and he'll hand it to Justin Davis, sweeping to the left to the Lake Erie 45, and he'll bowling ball his way close to a first down, and he's going to have it. That'll be a gain of 6 for Justin Davis. The Panthers senior running back out of Detroit will give ODU a first down.
Nice run by Justin Davis, averaging just over 3 yards per carry, and gets 6 on that one, has 168 yards on the season. Like to see him get in the offense, in the offensive mix a little bit more here tonight.
First down and 10 for the Panthers. Turner will go in motion to the far side of the field, making it 2 over there. 2 running backs in the backfield, and they'll throw to E.J. Colson. Caught it, moves forward ahead to the 40 to the 38-yard line. Gain of 4 for E.J. Colson. A little bit of a different look that time. Panthers with 2 in the backfield, Davis and Colson. Fake the handoff, throw it to Colson, pick up a good 4 yards on first down.
Panthers moving the ball pretty nicely here on their second possession. Of course, that first possession to open the game was only 4 plays. They went 78 yards for the touchdown, had the 67-yard connection between Grant Russell and Corey Cantini, and they're right back in that rhythm here on their second possession.
Second down and 6. Russell to throw over the middle. Caught by Dar Stanford. Broke a tackle. Coming to this near sideline 20 to the 15. Stiff arms the defender, and he's going to be slung out of bounds near the 5-yard line. 32-yard pass play. And the Panthers will have first down and goal. There is a penalty marker down at the end of the play, or near the end of the play, I should say. Are they going to get Dar Stanford for an offensive face mask here?
I think they might. Dar Stanford was trying to give the stiff arm there. to get around the defender, and it looked like his fingers got caught up in that face mask.
Although Andrew Lorenz, offensive center for ODU, is pointing toward the storm. Maybe they got Dar's face mask. It is going to be a personal foul face mask against Lake Erie. So that is good news for ODU. It'll take it from the 6 to the 3, and it'll be first down and goal for Ohio Dominican. 9:45 to play here in the first quarter, and the Panthers now are threatening to take a two-score lead here already.
First penalty of the game for Lake Erie. They're a team that comes in averaging 8 per contest, and that is towards the bottom of the league standings. That comes in at number 12.
Matt Barber will check in tight end on the right-hand side for ODU, freshman from Martins Ferry. Stanford and Contini are to the left. Aaron Stevens will line up as an H-back right ball near side hash mark. Justin Davis to the right of Grant Russell on first and goal from the 3-yard line. It is Justin Davis. Nice push by the offensive line on the left side, and he's in for a Panther touchdown. Justin Davis with his third rushing touchdown of the season. And with 9:35 to play, the Panthers lead 13-0.
Nothing fancy to that, Todd. Just give it to your big back and run behind the tackles and push him into the end zone.
And all of that comes after the takeaway by Ohio Dominican. That was the 10th defensive takeaway of the season. Tyler McCooch with the deflection and interception. And now Justin Bonchek out to try the point after for the Panthers. Good snap. Austin Ertz puts it down, and the kick is good. Timeout. First quarter, 9:35 to play in it, and a new score. Ohio Dominican 14, Lake Erie nothing. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast Ed speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
We're at four back here at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. And a look at your GLIAC scoreboard here early tonight. No score yet between Northern Michigan and Saginaw Valley, 10:37 first quarter. Ferris State at Grand Valley State, also scoreless, 13:32 first quarter. But Ohio Dominican on top, 14-0. Back to Todd and Matt.
And the Panthers on top by an early score here of 14-0. And, boy, this is just what the doctor ordered, just what we prescribed. Wasn't it, partner? Get out to a quick start?
Yeah, this is one of those games that we looked at is get out there early, jump on this team early. They're 0-5, and we see a lot of holes in their game, both on offense, defense, and special teams. And just get out and jump on them early so we can be comfortable and get some reserves in there and get them some experience.
Justin Bonchek sends it down the field, and this kickoff will be received by Andrews on the far side, 10, working his way to the near side of the field, 20, 25, and O'Shea Jackson will haul him down from behind out near the 33-yard line, and there is a penalty marker down back at the 20-yard line, and so what was going to be good starting field position here for the Storm is going to come back all the way inside the 20.
Andrews is a guy that can be pretty dangerous there on special teams. Last week had an 88-yard return on kickoff, and according to their sports information department, that's the second longest in program history.
There's no foul. First down.
All right, I think you heard that at home, because that was really loud. It either works or it works too much, is the story for that crowd, Mike. No, no foul against Lake Erie. They'll have it at their own 33-yard line. First down and 10. John Banya is out there at the quarterback position for the Lake Erie Storm. Desmond Turner is to his right, and they'll hand it to him. And a nice little cutback, 35-40, out near the 42-yard line. That'll be a run of 9. Boy, after watching Anthony Bylaw run up and down this field,
yeah.
Turner reminds you a little bit, but gosh, he's even smaller, I think, than Bylaw was.
Maybe a little shiftier.
Yeah, he can certainly get into a hole and make a cut. Storm check one player out of the field. Now we're ready to go. Second down and 1, and Banyas pressured. Farmer swings him down back at the 33-yard line. Oh, Demetrius Farmer having some kind of year. Redshirt junior out of Dover. Started the night tied for 5th in the league in sacks. That'll be his 4th and a half of the season. A loss of 7 to make it second down or make it third down and eight.
Yeah, the snap was a little low on that one, so it gave the defensive line an extra second to jump there, and Farmer jumped right through, and for his career, that's 6.5 sacks.
Out to the 43 is where Lake Erie will need to get for a first down. Banez takes it. They roll him out to the right. Quick throw that way. It is caught at the first down. McCooch will drive Taylen Johnson out of bounds. Sophomore out of Twinsburg. Only his fourth catch of the season. Boy, Banez has got a rocket for an arm. I mean, he gets that out there in a hurry.
Really spin it, as they like to say. But, yeah, you're right, Todd. He's got good pocket presence back there. He's got that quarterback build, that prototypical quarterback build, and looks like a baseball player playing quarterback out there.
First down, quick throw right. Johnson makes the catch, 50, and ahead to the 47-yard line for Taylen Johnson. John Banez out of Columbia Station, Columbia High School. Scott Miles, do you know what Columbia is? No, their nickname. Yeah. Second down at about 6. I've done a Columbia Station sporting event. That's ridiculous. Second down, and Banez, oh, I take that back. It is the backup, Javion Smith, and you were speaking of baseball. Boy, that was a nice basketball bounce. As it hit him in the hand, hit the turf, and came right back to him, and he rushed forward for a yard, and it'll be third down. I believe they are the Raiders.
Third down,
check on that. Third down and 5. Folks, we're going to get a lot of material in tonight.
Well, we're at the home of the Red Raiders, so we have that little connection there.
Banez on 3rd and 5, rolling near side, zips it down the sideline and overshoots DeMarco Rojas, incomplete, and it'll bring up 4th down and 5. Scott Miles confirms that I was correct. It is the Raiders. And let's see what they do. Is it gamble time already? 4th down play. And they're going to send the punting unit out onto the field. And actually, it's going to be Austin Baker, their place kicker, is going to come out and punt. And the Panthers will have Gus Dimmerling back deep to receive.
Gus Dimmerling back deep.
And on 4th down and 5, now the Storm will run one player out onto the field late. Panthers will cover him up. 4th down play, low snap. And getting it away is Austin Baker. Dimmerling runs up on it, and Fair catches it at the 19-yard line. So they get a turnover on the first set of downs, Matt. This time they give up one first down, get the football back for the offense that's clicking on all cylinders right now.
Offense is looking pretty good. They've haven't really done anything different than what we've seen in this season. Give it to Grant Russell and running a lot of option type of plays where he can either hand it off to Justin Davis or Isaiah Chapman, or he can hold on to it himself. Of course, on the first touchdown of the game, he called his own number for a 7-yard touchdown run, his second on the season, and also through the air had a nice long bomb to Corey Cantini.
And on 1st down and 10, it's Justin Davis makes a couple of, or beg your pardon, it's Isaiah Chapman who makes a couple of nice moves out to the 25-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 on the play for Isaiah Chapman, playing in his 16th game as a Panther, the redshirt sophomore out of Waverly Hall, Georgia, on his 39th carry of the season. And the Panthers are rotating all of their backs in there. We've seen a dose of all 3 so far in Colson, Davis, and Chapman. Gain of 7 on 1st down. And on the zone read, it'll be Chapman going left this time. Ooh, he took quite a hit at the 30-yard line, but the forward progress will give him a 1st down. So the Panthers will move the chains with 6:23 to play in the first quarter and leading by a score of 14-0. Panthers will this time have Stanford, Turner, and Cantini all on the left side of the field. Ball at the near side right hash mark. Aaron Stevens will be tight under Verheer. 1st down and 10, football at the 30. And it'll be Russell going off left tackle. 35-40 to the near sideline to the 50. Stiff arms one to the 45. Thrown to the ground out of bounds, and a penalty marker will come out. Grant was out at the 40-yard line, so a 30-yard run for Russell. And they're going to tack on 15 more. If that's a running back, that may not be a penalty. It was the quarterback, so it's automatic.
Yeah, tiptoeing that line, and the defender came up on Grant and little extracurriculars there after he stepped out of bounds, throwing him down to the ground. They're going to throw that flag every time. And for Grant, his longest run of the season, we've definitely seen him more active in the running game. as we get the call.
And the play. Personal foul on that third roughness. Defense number 36.
So that'll take it all the way down to the 25-yard line where it'll be first down and 10 Panthers.
And that'll be on Maurice Hall out of Columbus. Beechcroft, 37 tackles on the season, one of the team leaders. But just to finish the thought on Grant, he is the team's leading rusher, so no surprise there that he was able to call his own number there and get a huge gain. And then the penalty yards afterwards.
First and 10 Panthers. Two receivers left, one to the right here for Grant Russell. Chapman lines up to the right. Play fake it to him. Throw as Russell now will fake pump and run. 20 and ahead to the 19-yard line. He had David Turner open at the 10-yard line, but couldn't pull the trigger on the pass and elected to run forward for 5 yards for Grant. Maybe there's too many choices for Grant. He's looking around. Everybody's open.
Well, and this Storm team here hasn't really done well up front on the defensive line this season. They only have 2 sacks, so Grant has time back there.
And they just jumped offside. Russell throw into the end zone, and more markers are coming as Dar Stanford was tackled at the goal line. So they jumped offside, did the Storm to start the play, and then on the backside of the play, Brandon Davis, senior out of Lorraine, he ended up tackling Dar Stanford at the goal line, and so the Panthers are going to have it inside the 10 here after this gets all sorted out. 5:07 to play first quarter, and Ohio Dominican is threatening to advance. It's 14-0 lead. Now, I had this thing figured out a second ago. What is the conversation all about here? So here comes your call.
You're 2 fouls. What's up? Defense, number 55. The penalty is declined. Pass interference, number 2 on the defense. 15 yards from the previous spot, automatic first down.
And so let me correct it. Marquand Richardson is going to get dinged for that pass interference penalty. It will move the ball to the 5-yard line where it will be first down and goal for Ohio Dominican. Asaias Chapman to the left of Grant Russell on first down and 10. Grant, hard count. They don't jump. Now he'll take it. Going to look to throw over here for Isaiah Williams. Where is that Stanford? That is Dar, and it's incomplete. And obviously a miscommunication there. Dar was blocking as that pass ended up hitting he or the defender.
Yeah, right in the back, and lucky it didn't get intercepted. It kind of bounced right off the top of his shoulder pad, and Marquand Richardson, who was just called on that penalty, went diving after the ball, and it trickled out of bounds. Good news for the Panthers as they get another chance here from the Storm 5-yard line.
Second down and goal play. Grant Russell takes the snap. He will keep it himself, hit at the 5, lowers his shoulder to the 3, stood up right there. So now it'll be third down and goal for Ohio Dominican as the clock is under 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Storm defense stiffening here just a little bit. And the play will come in from the sideline for ODU. It'll be Corey Contini, David Turner, and Dar Stanford lining up to the left. Asaias Chapman will be to the left of Russell. Ball right in between the hash marks from the 4-yard line. Third down and goal. Fake pump left. Fake pump over the middle. Russell to the goal line on a run. And he's in. Touchdown, Ohio Dominican. Grant Russell on a 4-yard touchdown run makes it 20-0.
Number 12, Grant Russell with the 4-yard quarterback keeper for the touchdown.
Grant Russell saw those 3 wide receivers stacked left, and I think he checked down on all of them and decided to keep the ball himself, had to do a little bit of a leaping job to get over that goal line, but was able to get the ball over, and the Panthers extend their lead 20-0 with the point after forthcoming.
That 6-4 frame that Grant has helped him get that ball past the goal line. Extra point by Bonchek is up, and it is good. It is 21-0, Ohio Dominican, 4:16 left here in the first quarter. And 3 possessions, Matt, 3 touchdowns for the Panthers.
Yeah, I think this is about what we expected early on in this game. I didn't necessarily think we'd score 3 touchdowns with 4 minutes left in the first quarter, but the offense is looking pretty good out there. Lake Erie not helping themselves much with those big penalties, a big pass interference penalty on that play, a big personal foul penalty on that possession, and the Panthers are sitting pretty right now, 21-0, 4:16 left here in this first quarter. That last scoring drive went 7 plays for 81 yards in 2 minutes and 46 seconds. Grant Russell had the 4-yard touchdown run, and Justin Bonsack's point after was good, and the Panthers are steamrolling right now.
After all of the weeks recently where points have been hard to come by, ODU has already equaled its total. It's had in each of the last 2 weeks, 21 points in the win against Saginaw Valley and the loss against Grand Valley State. Boncheck approaches, end-over-end kick, fielded again by Andrews on the far side at the 14-yard line. Sutter steps his way to the 20, and from behind, they will bring him down out near the 25-yard line. Jack Perry out there on the tackle with Cameron Cole and Marquise Tyus. So it'll be first down and goal, just about like the summer of 69 here in Painesville.
What is that?
Interesting music selection as the offense comes onto the field.
A little more G-rated than what we had during the pregame, though. You're wondering about that.
First and 10 from the 25-yard line. Yeah, that song more likely to show up on my iPod than what was being played before the game, that's for sure. First down and 10 Storm. They trail 21-0. John Banyas, quarterback out there for Lake Erie. Desmond Turner to his left. They fake it to him. Throw over here to Rojas. 25-yard line. That's it. He's going to get maybe a half yard on the play as Marquise Tyus, senior from somewhat nearish by Lakewood, in on the tackle. Our guest on Inside Panthers Football from Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna this past Thursday night. Always fun to talk to Marquise. Second down, no gain. And it's Turner, and Wesselhoff has got him along with Demetrius Farmer at the 27-yard line. Only a gain of 2, and boy, that was dangerously close, Matt, from not even getting to Turner on the handoff.
Yeah, nice job by Paul Wesselhoff, quietly having a nice season up there from his defensive tackle position up on the line, and one of the leaders and anchors up there in the trenches for the defense.
Third down and 8 now for Lake Erie as they line up. Panthers, they're able to get so much pressure with only 4. They are lined up there. Banyas will roll off to the right-hand side, steps up in the pocket, took quite a shot. Airmails one downfield. It's intercepted by O'Shea Jackson. He's up the left sideline, 40, 30. It's a track meet to the 20, and inside the 15-yard line, O'Shea Jackson. Second Panther takeaway, second interception. Banyas was plugged, I think, by Farmer just as he let go of the football, and ODU will have it at the 15-yard line.
Welcome back, O'Shea Jackson. After, I believe, last season against Quincy, had 3 in a game.
Yep.
He's got 3 for his career. All 3 of those picks coming against Quincy, Illinois, last season on the road. And has his first of this season and got the Panthers in great position to put some more points on the board here before this first frame is over with.
Senior out of Warren Harding will set the Panthers up in great field position. E.J. Colson will line up out there with Austin Ernst already in at quarterback for ODU. Andrew Lorenz will snap it back. He will take the snap. He drops back, fires it over the middle for Cantini. Wow! One-handed touchdown grab, Corey Cantini. My, oh, my, what a catch. Cantini, as the pass was sailing high from Ernst, stuck a hand up there, pulled it down, and that's a highlight reel play for Corey Cantini.
I hope someone got that on video because I want to see that again. And Austin Ernst so excited to get in there. He kind of airmailed that ball, and Corey Cantini saved him.
And Ernst puts it down, and Bonchek bangs it through, and with 2:50 to play here in the first, it's now 28-0 as the Panthers score on the first play after the interception on a remarkable touchdown grab by sophomore Corey Contini. Started the day second in the GLIAC with 38 receptions. He was 7th in yards per game and 6th in touchdowns with 4. Add another one. He should get 2 for that one. My goodness.
It was a little reminiscent of the famous Odell Beckham Jr. catch, only he wasn't falling backwards. He just kind of went straight up in the air and jumped out of the stadium and pulled that one down one-handed. Saved Austin Ernst. Austin Ernst, only 2 pass attempts on the season. Was 1 for 2 before that one. Now he's 2 for 3, including that touchdown. Like I said, I really hope someone got that on tape there, or film, or whatever you want to call it. I want to see it again.
So, the Panthers, 28-0 now. For Austin Hearn, career touchdown number 5. He is now 16 of 21 passing for 5 touchdowns in his career. That's fairly efficient.
That's about as efficient as you can get. And Grant Russell over there was happy. He had barely broke a sweat out there, and Austin Hearn is already in here in the first quarter.
And Justin Bonchek will approach, and his right leg's got to be getting a little bit weary here. He'll kick it to the 10 this time. Andrews up to the 15-20. Cuts back to his right. Perry's got a hold of him, and will bring him down finally out near the 32-yard line, where we'll see the Lake Erie offense come out onto the field.
God, that one-play scoring strike went for 15 yards. Of course, Austin Ernst to Corey Cantini. In the back of the end zone, only ate up 5 seconds off that clock. Justin Bonchek's point after was good, and the Panthers are up 28-0 with 2:41 here in the first quarter as the Storm take over and try to get something going on offense. I don't even think they've been past midfield yet here in this game.
First down and 10 from the 32-yard line for Lake Erie. Quarterback John Banez will hand it off to Turner, and Farmer's got him and just corrals him right away. Boy, Turner, he's listed 5'11", 175. I don't think so. Demetrius Farmer is a big fella, and he just grabbed one arm out there and just hauled him down. Second and 9. Now for the Storm. Two receivers here to the near side. Banez bobbles the snap. Play busted up. Banez trying to make something happen, and the Panthers will sack him. Farmer's got him, and also another defensive number out there as well. And Tristan Carrot in there on the stop as well for ODU. That'll be a loss all the way back to the 29-yard line. It'll be 3rd and 13 now for Lake Erie.
Lake Erie only 1 of 4 tonight on third down, and I believe that was on their first possession.
And Banez will look to throw over the middle. He's pressured, and they're going to get him. It's Wesselhoff this time, back at the 14-yard line. Or, I beg your pardon, they're going to call it all the way back up to the 20-yard line. But Paul Wesselhoff in there on the sack for ODU. You'd mentioned kind of quietly having a very good season for ODU. Good to see him get a sack there.
Yeah, I already had 3 on the season, and adds another one to make it 4. For his career, 11.5 sacks for the redshirt senior out of Logan, Ohio.
And the ball back to the 20. It'll be 4th and 22. And out to punt again, it'll be Austin Baker. Gus Dimmerling back at his own 45-yard line. And the left footer will get rid of it end over end. And back that Contini back to receive the punt. He'll take it at the 36 on a bounce. And he'll make his way out to the 40-yard line, and that's where ODU will take over for their 5th possession of the first half, or first quarter, and there's still 51 seconds to play.
Fun seeing Corey Cantini out there returning punts. You know, after Billy Aikens got a little dinged up last week against Grand Valley, Gus Dimmerling came in to serve as the punt returner and take over those duties. Didn't register any punt returns last week. Did some fair catches just to make sure they didn't to avoid any type of disaster. He fair caught a couple here tonight already, and they got Cantini in there now fielding those punts. Like to see someone break one of those tonight.
Austin Ertz will remain out there at quarterback. Football at the 40-yard line. And on first down, hands to E.J. Colson. And he'll lower his head and he'll squirt his way out to the 46-yard line. That'll be a pickup. And they'll bring it back to the 45. 5-yard gain for Colson. Second down forthcoming.
E.J. Colson, the ball carrier.
Matt Petrella is at wide receiver to the far side. Turner and Jacob Mercier over here to the near side. On second down and 5 from the 45-yard line. And Ohio Dominican had a false start. That's the first thing that's gone wrong for ODU tonight, a 5-yard penalty here on a false start. That is Matt Petrella over there on the far side of the field with the false start penalty.
False start is the 40-yard line, second down 10.
So second down, 10 yards to go. Same formation, two receivers to the near side. Colson to the left of Austin Ertz, who takes the snap, looks right, throws over the middle, caught by Aaron Stevens. That's a 47 and down right there. That'll be a gain of 7 on the final play of the first quarter here in Painesville. Quite a quarter. The Panthers with 208 yards of total offense. And for the Lake Erie Storm, they ended up with 28. And after one, it's the Panthers leading Lake Erie, 28-0. Second quarter action coming up here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's two more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of Morse and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly.
Check your GLIAC scoreboard here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 studios. Northern Michigan is down to Saginaw Valley, 9:44, second quarter, 9-7. Ferris State down to Grand Valley State with 4:39, first quarter to play, 14-0. But Ohio Dominican on top of Lake Erie, 28-0, start of the second quarter.
All right, thank you very much, Brent. As it'll be third down for ODU as we get set to start this second quarter of action. Panthers now going right to left. And coming in motion will be Aaron Stevens, ball out at the 48-yard line. Austin Ernst will take the snap. He'll roll to the near side. He's got good protection and a good throwing lane. And he's got David Turner, who's got the ball, out to the 35, still on his move to the 30. And that'll be a 22-yard pickup on first down for Ohio Dominican, or a third down, I should say, for Ohio Dominican, as the Panthers will have it at the Lake Erie 30.
But in the first quarter, Todd, Lake Erie has as many yards of total offense as the Panthers have points.
Yep.
And that is 28.
First down and 10, Panthers at the 30. And it'll be E.J. Colson straight through the middle. He spun around to the 20 and down to the 19-yard line. Boy, there was one Storm player who got his arm out there and got a hold of E.J. Colson. He scores. And on the run, that'll be good enough for a Panther first down.
E.J. does have a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown on the season.
First down and 10, Panthers. Two receivers to the left, two over to the right. As Austin Ertz will take the snap, throws over the middle into traffic. It is incomplete, and then David Turner got lit up on that play. Maurice Hale made a clean hit on David Turner, and it'll be second down.
Number 30, Dylan Stark on coverage.
So second down and 10 now for the Panthers. This time they'll split a Sayce Chapman over here to the near side. So empty backfield for Austin Ernst on second down. Quarterback draw. 20 ahead to the 17 and down to the 15. Still going inside the 15. And the pile will finally fall forward all the way near the 11. And a 9-yard run for Austin Ernst. And boy, was that Panther sideline energetic on that run.
Now, Austin Ernst, not the biggest guy in the world,
no,
but he was able to power his way through, listed at 6'1", 190. The redshirt junior out of McNicholas in Cincinnati.
Third down,
ran into his parents before the game.
Mm-hmm.
They made the drive up from the Queen City.
How was the drive up? Long.
And I guess they had a feeling they were going to see Austin and get into some game action today. So
third down and short, Asaias Chapman off to the left-hand side. Hit at the 10, down to the 6-yard line, where it'll be first and goal. Panthers on a 7-yard run for Asaias Chapman. And the Panthers are trying to make it 5-for-5 on possessions and scores here tonight.
I know, just shooting down to Cincinnati from the Columbus area seems like a long drive, but that's going from one corner of the state to the other.
It is. So first and goal, E.J. Colson will be the running back out there for the Panthers. They will bunch the formation up to both the left and right-hand side. And Austin Ernst on first down and goal. We'll take the snap and roll it out to the right-hand side, back right corner of the end zone. That is an Ohio Dominican touchdown, Matt Petrella. However, there's a penalty marker down over here on the near side, and the Panthers might have illegally lined up incorrectly. So we'll see. Panthers are not jumping up and down just yet, so got an indication this one's coming backwards. The bad thing was the play went completely the other side of the field from where the marker was thrown.
Yeah, when you said a marker was thrown, I was like, where? Because the play was down there on the far side. Didn't see anything down there.
See, I told you. Illegally aligned incorrectly. That was Matt Barber. Went to the same high school as offensive coordinator Zach Bruni. So those two will hash that one out on the drive home, I'm sure.
Martins Ferry Raiders?
Riders. All right, first down. Panthers new formation here. Isaiah Williams to the near side. Three receivers are to the right, and it'll be Ernst on his own read, and he's going to get knocked down at the 13-yard line. No gain, and it'll bring up second down and goal from the, well, maybe the 12.
And Paul Zarzewski.
Panthers with a couple of new bodies out there on the offensive line right now. Clayton Seymour, redshirt sophomore out of Taze Valley. Vince Orlando, redshirt sophomore out of Avon, are out there on the offensive line right now. Second down and goal to go from the 12. Ernst will take it from the near side hash mark. Looks to his left, surveys over the middle, throws, and it is a touchdown. Aaron Stevens made the catch through the defender's hands, and the Panthers are 5-for-5 in scoring drives and now lead it 34-0. Wyatt to hold on for a moment there to see if the defender intercepted it or if Aaron Stevens caught it.
How about our guy Aaron Stevens, a two-time veteran of inside Panthers football.
Is that a thing?
His 10th catch of the season, first touchdown of his career in his 33rd game, and congratulations to Aaron, the senior out of Ironton.
Justin Bonchek back out there. His extra point is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 11:48 to play in the first half. It is now Ohio Dominican 35. Lake Erie nothing on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries. And recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brett Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Check of the GLIAC scoreboard. Saginaw Valley still on top of Northern Michigan. 7:27 second quarter, 10-7 lead for Saginaw Valley. Grand Valley State on top of Ferris State, 14-0 with 1:13 first quarter to play. And Ohio Dominican in charge of Lake Erie, 35-0. Matt and Todd.
All right, Brett, thank you. 11:48 to play here. And the Panthers already with 35 points on the scoreboard. And kicking it off now, Justin Bonchek sends it over here again to the near side where Andrews will field it at the 6, and then he runs back to the 5 and picks it up where he dropped it. Now will make his way to the far side of the field with a blocker. Penalty markers are out all over the place, and Andrews is down after running from one side of the field to the other, still going.
No whistle? Where's the whistle?
Out there to the 25, and then even behind the play, we've got a downed Storm player who's barely moving at the 15-yard line. So this will take forever.
That was all sorts of messy.
Yeah, it was. There was a flag thrown early on the return on this near side, and then one over on the far side where Andrews first got into the scrum. Fortunately, the player for Lake Erie popped up and is trying to get off the field. It's some sort of lower extremity injury. And he may take another seat here before he ends up off the field. 11:33 to play here in the first half. 35-0 Ohio Dominican.
Just taking a look at that last scoring drive, Todd. 9 plays, 60 yards in 4 minutes and 3 seconds. Aaron Stevens, a 13-yard touchdown reception from Austin Ernst. The first touchdown reception of his career. Justin Bonchek is 5 for 5 on point after attempts tonight. And the Panthers lead 35-0 with 11:33 to go in this first half.
Not 100% sure. It's a little difficult to read these numbers for Lake Erie. So I'm not going to speculate on who the injured player is coming off the field. I can clearly see a 9, but I don't know what the other number is. Hey, here's the penalty.
Number 11 with the return team.
He's not sure who 33 for the kicking team is, but he doesn't play for us. So they'll redo the kick. Scott, see if you can work on background music for the officials from now on. I like that.
I don't know if this is an appropriate song to play after a player gets injured, but it's his leg that was hurt. It wasn't his face. Okay.
No, but I found my rhythm. I know that.
So at this rate, we'll be here till about midnight, and we might need someone to drive us home because we'll be a little bit bloodshot-eyed by then. And
the Bonchek will kick again, and we're going to get two new return bodies back here for Lake Erie. Marquand Richardson and Tyler Hampton are back deep to receive. Bonchek's kick is away, and it'll be fielded by Richardson at the 10. Again, they set it up to the far side, to the 20, spun around right there, and is that Ross Thompson? It is on the tackle for Ohio Dominican. So what is that, 6 kickoffs tonight for Justin Bonchek? Every time he kicked it to this near sideline, and every time Lake Erie set up the return to the other side of the field. I'm sure there's a plan there. I just don't know what it is. 23-yard line is where the Storm will take over. First down and 10.
Storm right now with only 2 first downs in this first half. Still only 28 total yards and 1 of 5 on third down. So to say that they're struggling offensively would be an understatement, but you also have to give credit to the Panthers' defense, I think.
And on first down, they pitch it out to the far side. This is going to be a first down. And out of bounds, I think that is Taylen Johnson. I have to wait and see when he turns around, and it is. So Johnson, now they're going to say Hampton on the public address, so we'll say it was Hampton as he is out there lining up now at the running back position. First down and 10 at the 40-yard line. They'll pitch it out here this time. Hampton gets to the 20 for the 35 to the 40. In fact, that's Turner. And so Desmond Turner on the run that time. Not only is it harder to read these numbers, it's at night, and all these guys are small and look the same. Gain of 2, second down. Storm picking up the tempo here on offense. Banez will take it, hands it off to Turner, tries to get to the right, and a nice little duo tackle there. Cameron Moore and Marquise Hyatt at the 45, a gain of three for Turner. And it'll be third and five now for ODU. Brian Hunter going to try and, nope, he was going to run onto the field. Now he's going to be offside, and they're going to blow the play dead. So the Storm, they were trying to run a play quickly. Brian Hunter was trying to run onto the field now. The officials will hold up play if Lake Erie makes a substitution.
Right.
But they I don't believe they did there, and so the Panthers are going to get dinged. This crew noticeably has done a nice job of halting play for the substitution thing here in this first half.
There's been a lot of them so far.
So the officials are going to come on and say... illegal substitution on Ohio Dominican, and that five-yard penalty will give Lake Erie a first down. So it'll be, well, they're going to say just, no, it is going to be a first down. Well, chains aren't moving, now they are. So it is a first down for Lake Erie. So the Storm have their second first down of this drive. This one the Panthers gave to them. And from the 50 on first down, Banez will look to throw, steps up, now throws over the middle, and Rojas dropped it. He was hit right away, too, by Gus Dimmerling, coming up from a safety position. Boy, Gus saw that one and read it all the way, and Rojas didn't have much of a chance. It'll be second and 10.
I did like the little maneuver Banez had there in the pocket. He was getting rushed and kind of, as he was dropping back, was able to step up into the pocket and find Rojas. Just Rojas wasn't able to hold on to it.
He'll keep it this time on the option. Out ahead to the 45 to the Panther 40. Penalty marker is down behind the play back at midfield, the original line of scrimmage. So this play is going to come back.
Might be one of those rare holding calls. Usually is on a play like this.
So the ball will come all the way back to the 40.
Ball spotted at the 40-yard line, second down, 20.
And for the Storm, second down and 20 yards to go now. Banez will take the shotgun snap, fakes the pitch off to the left, steps up in the pocket to the 45, and down at the 47-yard line. And linebacker Cameron Cole, junior from Hilliard-Darby, makes the stop. DJ Perdue was close to getting him. Cameron Cole got him. And now it'll be third down and 11 from back at the 49-yard line. They will have Johnson and Rojas to the far side. Two receivers. Tyler Hampton is one of them over here to the near side. Mitchell Tilley is the other. Third down play for the Storm. Banez to throw. Near side, he will throw at the feet of Tilley. It's incomplete. Nick Isaacs was taken down on the play. Markers are out. And another hold is going to go against Lake Erie. But with the result of that play, it'll be fourth down and 11. And the Panthers should get the football here if they decline it. If not, they'll back them up and make it third down and 21. Just depends on what the Panthers want to do here.
Hey, offense number 52. Fourth down.
Now, the head referee said the penalty is declined. The far side official who was talking to Coach Cummings said, nope, they want to take the penalty. Yeah, the Panthers are going to take the penalty. So it'll be third down and 21 now. As the ball comes back to the 39-yard line. So this is Coach Cummings. Knowing he trusts his defense here,
right,
that they're going to get a stop, and they'll have better field position after the punt. So we'll see if it all works out. Third down play from the 39. And they'll hand it off on a draw play up the middle. And Desmond Turner will only get to the 41-yard line. So, gain of two, that's call by Coach Cummings works out as the Panthers will have much better field position now.
And Corey Cantini back to receive this punt again. Already had a huge 67-yard reception on the first drive of this game, and then the highlight reel touchdown catch from Austin Ernst where he went straight up and one-handed it to pull it down for the touchdown. But they left that a punt return for a touchdown here to the resume tonight. What do you say?
I like it. Austin Baker is back to punt it again. He's standing at his own 26-yard line. Receives a good snap back. No pressure. Spirals one deep downfield. Returnable for Contini from his own 17. And he's tackled right away at the 23. Good coverage, Anthony Kukwa downfield to make the tackle for Lake Erie. And with 8:08 to play here in the second quarter, it'll be Ohio Dominican with the football, leading by a score of 35-0. Next Saturday, the Panthers are back home as they will welcome the Northwood Timberwolves to Sunbury Road as the Panthers and T-Wolves will battle for the final time in GLIAC play. We'll have it for you starting at 11:30 and our countdown to kickoff with Brent Ford, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. And then we'll have the kickoff at high noon next Saturday, Panthers and T-Wolves, right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. There, after a couple of possessions for Austin Ernst, quarterback will line up. He'll send Shaq Perry in motion, fake it to him, hands it off up the middle. This is Justin Davis breaking tackles, and he's out over the 35 to the 36-yard line on the first down run for Justin Davis. That'll be a first down. A year ago, Justin had a 44-yard touchdown run against the Lake Erie Storm. And that's a play right there, 13 yards, will give the Panthers a new set of downs. Russell now with the ball on the near side hash mark. We'll have it on first down. He's going to look to throw with time. Steps to his left, dumps it downfield. Matt Barber's got the catch, first of his career, to the 45-yard line. And behind the play, we're going to have another marker, and this is probably going to go against Lake Erie as well.
There's a penalty flag on the play.
So the result of the play carried the ball all the way down to the 45. That was a 19-yard play to Matt Barber. And Eagle Eye Scott Miles says this penalty is going against Lake Erie. And the third personal foul against Lake Erie of this first half. This one will be a roughing the passer penalty against Lake Erie. So tack on 15 more, and the ball goes all the way down to the 30. And it's bad enough you can't stop the ball, but you continually make penalties as well on personal fouls to advance the ball even further downfield.
As we mentioned, this is one of the most penalized teams in the conference, coming in at 8 per game at about 64 yards per game, 12th in the league.
First and 10, a little pass play here to Shaq Perry, cuts it upfield to the 20, gets to the outside and down to the 17-yard line. And for the first time, we get to see Shaquille Perry out of Canton McKinley get his hands on the football, and he is a speedster. And boy, you saw it. He got to the corner, headed upfield, and made a nice play. And Perry will give the Panthers a first down. Perry and Contini over here to the near side. Dar Stanford to the right. Justin Davis lines up behind Russell and gets the handoff up into the hole over the 15 down to around the 13-yard line. As we've got under 7 minutes to play here in the second quarter, ODU leading 35-0. See how the Panthers look to score. Stanford and Barber to the right. Perry and Contini left. Again with Justin Davis lining up behind Grant Russell. Second down and 6 from the 13-yard line. Perry again in motion. Toss it forward to him. Perry with not much room looks to make something happen. And there's a whole host of storm there waiting for him at the 15-yard line. No gain. In fact, a loss of 2. And it'll be third down and 8 coming up now for Ohio Dominican.
Well, Jack Perry, only 5'11", 185. He had about 9 guys around him. He just kind of disappeared from our sight. Was unable to squirt free from that one.
But Jacob Mercier will replace Matt Barber in the lineup. So 4 true wide receivers out there for ODU. Perry Marion, Stanford right, Mercier and Contini left. Justin Davis will line up to the left of Grant Russell. Football at the 15-yard line, third down and 8. Whistles blow, timeout on the field. And Ohio Dominican will talk it over with 5:40 to play. Let's pause now for station identification. You're listening to ODU Football.
You're listening to the radio home of Ohio Dominican football.
It's a great day to be a Panther.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG AM 820, Columbus.
Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Happy to have Brent Ford back at our studios and happy to have you listening wherever you may be tonight. 35-0, Ohio Dominican on top, 5:40 to play in the second. And Matt, a third down play here coming up, third down and about 8. 5 possessions, 5 touchdowns. They're going to need a third down conversion here to keep this drive alive.
Panthers perfect on the evening on third down situations. 3 of 3 converting on all attempts. 15 first downs here, and there's still 5:40 left in this first half. I'd like to see the Panthers pick this one up and get into the end zone again. Let's just keep piling it on.
So they will have Perry and Contini over here. Star Stanford and Jacob Mercier to the right. Ball on the far side hash mark. Panthers going right to left. Grant Russell on third down and 8. Storm showing blitz from the near side. Grant on a long count will take it. Storm's coming. Grant goes to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. Jacob Mercier on a 15-yard touchdown pass play from Russell. And it is now 41-0.
Just like a little simple route up into the end zone, and Jacob Mercier hauls it in for his second touchdown of the season.
And almost more importantly, there was the protection that Grant got.
Yep.
Because the Storm brought a couple of extra guys from his left. He took one little shuffle to his right and hit Mercier perfectly on that far side boundary. Bonchek with a point after. It is up and it is good. There is a penalty marker down. The Storm were offside. The point after will count. Timeout on the field, 5:34 to play in the first half. New score, Ohio Dominican 42, Lake Erie nothing. On St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Turn up the notch on success.
Real-world success with a professional certificate or degree from Ohio Dominican University.
At ODU, complete your MBA affordably.
On campus, online, or both in as few as 16 months.
Or choose the Healthcare Administration 18-month program.
This master's degree program has classes meeting once a week in 8-week evening sessions.
And a graduate certificate is available.
Give your career a boost at ODU.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Click on ohiodominican.edu/grad.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 Studios. Score update in the GLIAC. End of the second quarter, it's Saginaw Valley on top of Northern Michigan 13-7. Grand Valley State is leading Ferris State 14-3, 10:42 second quarter to go there. And the Ohio Dominican Panthers are in complete control of Lake Erie 42-0. Let's continue our coverage with Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, Brent, as Justin Bonchek has the ball teed up from our right, kicks it to our left, end over end, and it'll be fielded by Andrews at the 10. Surveys the middle of the field, 15-20, working to that far side of the field, and Jacob Mercier, who just made the touchdown grab, makes a great ankle tackle of Tony Andrews, and it'll be Lake Erie Storm football out near the 22-yard line as the Panthers put another one in the end zone.
That touchdown grab was a 15-yard reception from Grant Russell. Justin Bonchek's point after was good, and after 6 plays and 78 yards, the Panthers extended their lead to 42-0 with 5:27 left in this first half. That drive lasted 2 minutes and 34 seconds.
First and 10, Storm from our left. John Banez will hand it off to Desmond Turner up the middle. Nothing doing there as Ryan Sayers will step in there and make the tackle for Ohio Dominican. Another one of those defensive linemen for the Panthers. Redshirt sophomore out of Austintown. Fitz playing in his 13th game here tonight for ODU. Storm right back to the line on second down and 7. Banez takes play action. Looks left, throws that way. Pass incomplete. Marquise Tyus. Draped coverage that time on Anthony Kukwa, and it'll bring up third down.
Broken up by number 7, Marquise Tyus.
Stopping the clock with 5:02 to play in the first half.
Jacob Mercier on that touchdown reception was the seventh Panther tonight to reel in a pass, be it from Grant Russell or Austin Ernst.
Fanyez rolling out here to the near side, steps up. Two Panthers converge. Cameron Moore on the sack. Let's see who gets up off the bottom of the pile for ODU.
Sack by number 43, Cameron Moore.
Oh, that's, I believe it was Karras again. So the Panthers get another sack. And, boy, if Fanyez isn't getting rid of the football quickly, partner, it's going to be tough for him.
Yeah, they're going gangbusters up there on the defensive line and opening up some holes for those linebackers to get through and bring him down. And, really, it's nothing different than we've seen this season. They've all season been aggressive up front in the trenches and with the linebacking positions.
Low snap, but a wobbly kick downfield. The Contini on the run will field. He's through the first wave. He's up to the 35, to the 30 of Lake Erie. Now there's a penalty marker down back right where Corey Contini caught the ball. I didn't see a Panther defender blocker there, but maybe there was one. Let's see who gets tagged here. Boy, that would have been the biggest punt return of the year for ODU from the 45 down to the 30. Would have been a 25-yard return, but it looks like it's coming back. So the ball will come back to the 35. So that's a big flip of the field right there. But with 4:06 to play here in the first half of play, Panthers will have it back here at the 35, and let's see how much time they can run off the clock here and try and score here before the end of the half. So on the field, it is Matt Petrella, David Turner, Matt Barber on the right, Isaiah Williams at wide receiver here on the near side, and Asaias Chapman is out there at wide or at the running back for the Panthers. First down from the 35, and Grant Russell looks left, now back right, throws to Turner, hit once, and able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Lake Erie did a nice job on the far side of the field of defending that play. No gain, second down and 10.
Andrews in on the stop for the Storm. No gain on the play, second down 10.
So second down coming up here for Lake Erie. Or for the Panthers, I should say. Same formation, three right, one left here for Grant Russell. On second down and 10, it's Chapman on a handoff up the middle, and he got a little push off the left side of the line for a gain of about three. Andrew Lorenz out there leading the way. And now a third down play coming up here for the Panthers. Remember, they converted a third down on that last scoring play, and now they've got to convert one here to keep this possession alive.
We were just hoping for a first down there, and it ended up being a touchdown,
yep.
And we took it.
ODU will need the 45-yard line for a first down. Grant Russell out of the shotgun will take the chest-high snap, steps to his right, looks downfield, and will break a tackle. 40 spins around, broke another tackle, and got the first down out to the 46-yard line. Boy, that's just the strength and determination of Grant Russell to break a tackle or two and pick up another first down for Ohio Dominican.
Panthers are still perfect on third down this evening. That was the fifth one that they've converted. 5 of 5 on third down to move those chains.
So first down and 10 for Ohio Dominican out near the 46-yard line. 2:30 to play here in the first half from Painesville. Grant Russell will take the snap and gives to Chapman, and he'll survey some room. None there. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 yards to go now for the Panthers, closing in on 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Second down play coming up. Grant Russell out of the shotgun will take it. He looks deep downfield. Lots of Panthers are out there. He'll throw over here to the near side. Chapman falling down, makes a catch at the Lake Erie 47-yard line. He had Petrella, Mercier, Barber, and Williams all just zooming straight downfield. And he didn't like what he saw, so he ended up just dumping it off over here to Asaias Chapman. And the Panthers will have a third down play coming up. So third down for the Panthers. They will bunch the formation to the right. Chapman lines up to the left of Russell. Grant will take it. Drops back all day to throw. Surveys, throws late. Caught! Petrella at the 30-yard line. Defender was tugging and pulling at the jersey, but it didn't matter. And the Panthers, on an 18-yard pickup, will have a first down. So first down and 10 for ODU at the 30-yard line. Panthers now with 35 seconds to play in the first half. They still have two timeouts remaining. Russell will bring Turner in motion, fake it to him, hand it off to Chapman. He'll work his way up into the hole, but nothing doing there. And the Panthers right now not in a hurry to call any timeouts as we're down to 19 seconds here.
Second down and...
They will run Justin Davis out onto the field.
And make some noise as we toss out the rally towel.
And they're not going to get another playoff. 5 seconds. Russell will line him up. He will take it. Final play of the first half. Russell surveys, rolling to his right. Now he will just look to run. He'll get to the 20, and he'll just sidestep a man out of bounds to the 15. And the Panthers were not in any desire there to add any more points onto the scoreboard. And so they will have this one go to the locker room with a score of 42-0. Coming up at halftime, Brett Ford will have everything from back at our studios. He will have scores from around the GLIAC, recaps of afternoon games, halftime scores from around the conference. Also in our Panther Spotlight, we'll have an excerpt from Thursday night's Inside Panthers Football, in which we had Marquise Tyus and Dar Stanford on the show. And we'll be able to hear some of that interview coming up as well. And Matt Natale right now is tracking down head coach Kelly Cummings, who's going to stop by and talk to the head referee momentarily before he jumps in with Matt. So they get that conversation finished off, and now we head down to the field. Go ahead, Matt.
Coach, it looks like you're taking out a little bit of frustration after last week down here. Up 42-0 at halftime, just clicking in all cylinders. What's it been like here in the first half for you as a staff?
You know, it's kind of what we thought. I mean, Lake Erie's just, they've struggled this year, and our kids have played well at times, and we started fast here. And I mean, I think if you're watching a game, that whole first half, there's two teams playing at two different speeds, and it's obvious we're playing at a different speed than what they're playing, and that's just showing up on the scoreboard.
In the second half, you hope to get some players, some more experience, and hopefully everybody stays healthy, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to try to get some young guys in there to play and get those guys coached up and just be smart this second half.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you in the second half.
Thanks.
All right, Panthers have a lead of 42-0 as we head back to the studios now, and our halftime show starts with Brent Ford.